Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
That or his dudeness or duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this? What the f*** are you talking about, man? The carrier. What's in the f***ing carrier?
Huh? Oh, Cynthia's dog.
I think it's a Pomeranian. I can't leave him home alone or he eats the furniture. I'm watching it while Cynthia and Marty Ackerman are in Hawaii.
You brought a f***ing Pomeranian bowling?
You brought it bowling? I didn't rent it shoes. I'm not buying it a f***ing beer. He's not taking your f***ing turn, dude.
Man, if my f***ing ex-wife asked me to take care of her f***ing dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go f*** herself. Why can't you board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, this is a f***ing show dog with f***ing papers. You can't board it. It gets upset.
Hey,
its hair falls out.
Walter.
F***ing dog has f***ing papers. Over the line!
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Oh, man. Big Lebowski into Talking Heads.
That's great.
You know, you are on it today.
You like that?
That is a combination. That's a nice cocktail.
You may find yourself.
Oh, I love this song. I mean, I love this song. Did you ever know that?
I never knew that.
I love this song.
I flip and second guess myself. I didn't think you'd like this song.
This song is the S.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and especially when you play that one scene from the Big Lebowski where John Goodman, I don't know, over the line.
My favorite.
That's what I'd like to say to Matt Goldstein
great
today.
Movie.
Hey, Matt. Over the line. I want Matt Goldstein to the studio. I realize Beth Ann might not be able to summon him. We might have to rely on Joe. Hey, Joe, can you see if you can wrestle up Matt Goldstein for us? Because Beth Ann McBride has gone home at the last possible. There he is. Get in here. All right, here
there
we go.
Ah, good.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. And cue the special music because it's a very special night.
Is. Yes.
Yes. Everybody's excited about it.
This is the night.
I tell you, everybody's talking about it.
Many years of waiting.
It's truly, truly incredible. I'm very excited about it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Olympics.
No,
turn that off.
No.
This is what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
It's the party on the 8th.
Yeah.
8808. The debut of the Buzz Babes in less than a few hours. They will be presented to you by Buzz Burbank. Tonight, 8808. We're all going to be there at 8
absolutely
o'clock sharp. Bungalow Billiards, Chantilly's great sports bar, 13891 Metro Tech Drive. Enter and turn right into the Monkey Room.
Oh, Monkey.
We look forward to seeing you. Sit down, Goldstein. I need to talk to you.
What did I do?
I've got some real issues. I've been hearing some very, very bad. Look at his face.
I know,
even.
And I'm concerned about Matt.
Look
today.
At something happened.
Should
to
I
you.
Have shaved?
Something
no.
happened. What is wrong with your attitude? You have a slacker attitude.
Yeah.
And where has this come from? And how do we rectify this outside of punishing you on this very show?
Why so blue?
Beth Ann was yelling at me today. And it got me
I heard it
bitter.
Was justified.
Not
is his
at
voice
all.
Higher?
I've listened to you. I have listened to you over the last week.
Higher than what?
As you have been working busily to prepare for this party on the 8th
indeed.
And for a number of other promotional activities. And your heart, my boy, is not in it.
Where's your
and
heart?
I'm going to tell you
yeah,
something,
where's your
okay?
Passion, man?
I know what you want to do. I know exactly all about you. I know
be
more
just
about
like you, Mikey.
I know what you want to do is you want to be on the Redidio. You want to be a. On this side of the microphone, which you are
be
quite
lying
often.
If I said the thought hadn't crossed my mind.
You do, and I know the other stuff kind of, you know, you're not into it. But I say if you want to get there, you got to do kind of this grunt stuff, pay the dues and do that. And if Miss McBride yells at you, I am not happy over the line.
Let me tell you another story. Story of a young man who wanted very badly to get into the radio business, and he worked very, very hard. And never did I come. I'm sorry. Never did he come in.
Yes.
With that sullen attitude.
No, it's not that sullen.
Do you know what we had him do? Sullen. Well, see, he would have loved that. I was going to use the example of you in the shorts and the wig down at the Bay Bridge.
True enough.
He totally digged that.
Yeah, but there was, you know, that was just an isolated incident.
Mm-hmm.
There was days and days of what you might call drudgery, but I loved it because of my passion for the industry.
Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do tonight.
How about that?
Is I'd like to do something to you tonight at this event.
To him or for him?
Well, originally you know. we were going to have Drew, intern Drew, model the dress.
Wear a dress, yeah.
At the and I think that should be you because first of all, I think you have the personality
and the legs
to do it. I think it'll improve your mood
and the beard.
I think you'll be part of the show, and you don't have to do it all night. You just have to come out. Do a pass around when we introduce the Buzz Babes, Matt Goldstein, you know, because that's your punishment for tonight. You wear the dress, you come out, you do a quick turn, and the ladies will see. Look at him.
I do love to make an entrance.
He can't. He's turning. Can't. See how I've changed his attitude?
He's practicing.
I knew that would
turns.
Work. We could both accomplish a punishment and make the boy into the whole event to start with.
What do you do,
and then
Mike,
the women will flock to you.
And make him happy.
Well,
no.
What do you do, Mike, in every case but provide joy?
Provide joy. Yes. Of
course. This isn't going to cause any tension with the Buzz Babes now, is it?
Why? Well, why would now? Why would yes? Because they're also
well,
they
hot for
you.
They don't get to wear such a fabulous dress.
No, you just when Beth Ann gets here, Beth Ann will probably roll her eyes and go, "Why are you doing?" That's rewarding him. No, it's not. It's punishing him, but it's letting him know.
It's neither rewarding nor punishing him. It's rewarding the listener.
It's rewarding the listener. Matt Goldstein will be on stage tonight with the Buzz Babes. I'll bring him out like in the middle of the pack too. That's fine.
You know what? It'll be a game if you're there tonight with us in the Monkey Room Bungalow Billiards at 8 o'clock. Try to spot Matt.
Try to see which one is
Matt. See if you can figure which Buzz Babe is him.
I know Drew's not going to care, right? Drew's not going to give a rat's ass whether he has to wear.
He doesn't care about anything.
He doesn't care about it, but he'll be glad because he doesn't care about the attention.
That's right.
Not like this boy. This boy thrives on the attention. And what I'd like you to do is when you're backstage, because you'll be backstage before we bring out the Buzz Babes, I want you to paint yourself up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Pretty yourself up in any way you can.
Does Katie have a makeup kit?
I think Katie might have a makeup kit.
She doesn't
kit.
Need makeup.
Yeah, she's beautiful without makeup.
I think the Buzz Babes should pretty him up while we're waiting back.
Now, this in no way will take away from your other duties, which I want you to improve your attitude about.
Please.
All right? I'm asking you as a personal favor because I like you as a person. I legitimately do.
Appreciate
I hate
that.
You on the radio, but I like you as a person. So I hope you – will you get your mind right?
Don't look at me.
Now, you've been yelled at today, and you've been yelled at because you deserve to be yelled at. Will you improve your attitude? Will you improve it starting right now because we're going to let you put the dress on tonight?
Done and done.
There you go.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're out.
He looks happier already.
He's good with giving he knows when to give me the one-word answer
out,
and get out.
Out.
Come on now. That's
out.
It. Look for Matt Goldstein tonight on stage with the Buzz Babes.
Should be good.
Modeling one of their lovely dresses. That's all he needed.
That's right.
Needed that tough
love. You know how to fix things.
He needed that tough love. We've got a very, very interesting show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you will tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Today is BYOB Friday.
Yay.
It's just really among friends and a couple of select guests today.
Very select.
We're very excited. Not only are we awaiting the arrival of Beth Ann's dog, Bunny.
Bunny.
Who she seems totally freaked out about bringing to the radio station. She left 1 minute before 3 o'clock. Mm. She left a minute before we were signing on this
Anything
broadcast.
Anything to complicate it.
I have no idea why she did that, but she'll be bringing the dog in shortly. Also on the program today, the co-creator of The Daily Show and a brilliant stand-up comedian, Liz Winstead, will be in studio.
Yes, yay.
And Katie will be our special Friday guest. That's going to happen about an hour from now. We are very, very excited about this. We're excited about our big party on the 8th.
And
I'm glad to give people, do we have a bulletin?
We have some breaking news.
Breaking news. Hold on. Let me find it.
This seems like a good place for it.
Yes.
John Edwards admits sexual affair that he lied as a presidential candidate. This just in from ABC News.
Wow.
Gee, what show latched onto that early on?
About a month ago, it seems.
Yes, about a month ago. You know what?
What?
So he admits it.
Right. John Edwards reportedly lied during his presidential campaign about an extramarital affair with a novice filmmaker. The former senator admitted to ABC News today.
Lied about the relationship. What about the love child?
I'm going to have to read a little further down. This literally just came in.
Wow. Breaking news.
He denies he's the father of Hunter's baby girl, as I read further down.
Okay.
Let me look this over some more, and as more things come along, I'll let you know.
At this point, does he have anything to gain to cover that up? Because he's already admitted the affair.
No.
You know, I don't think so. However, why do you go at 2 o'clock in the morning to the bed? Well, you go because maybe you just want to, you know, get some As a, maybe he's
could
still
be.
Doing that, and the love child doesn't matter. But it sounded to me like the arrangement was made to see the love child, and he's had his picture taken with the love child. And, hey, you know what? They're going to put pressure on him now for some sort of DNA testing to get this thing resolved.
He says he has not taken a paternity test. He insists he's not the father. He says he did have an affair with Riel Hunter, but he says he did not love her.
Okay, he's toast.
Yeah. Depends on the, your definition of the word love, doesn't
it? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, you know.
I bet you know what? It's a good day to be Johnny Butterscotch over there at the National Enquirer.
Alan Butterfield, you know what? I just, look, the thing about those guys, and, and Rob, we've been aware of this for a long time. They get sued. They get their asses sued off. The National
Enquirer. They turned the whole thing around about 10 years ago.
They had to because they were losing so much money. They were losing their ass when they were using doing these stories, and celebrities started to sue them.
Wasn't it Carol Burnett the one that scored a big one against them?
There were several. I think of Tom Cruise has scored on these people a couple of times. You know, the whole gay thing with Tom Cruise, I think he sued them.
They said he wasn't gay.
This is huge. This is
very big.
And we'll see what happens. Now, what did that break on? That bulletin came out on
ABCnews.com. They will have the complete interview with Edwards tonight on Nightline at 11:30.
And so how about this?
You're back from the...
it's still the land of suck.
Party on the 8th.
So they're burying it in Nightline tonight?
Well, you know what? He chose to release it at 3 o'clock on the Friday of the Olympics.
Yeah, yes. This is strategy.
This
what?
Is absolutely
I'm sorry.
Strategized.
Screw him. My whole attitude about that, you know, that just sucks. The whole
Johnny
thing. And what also sucks, you know, for those, with all due respect to our very good friends in the mainstream media, really. I mean, you know, now it's okay. Now you're going to pounce on him. Now we're going to have the exposés. Now is it going to be on every local news and every CBS?
Sure.
You know, because you didn't have the balls or sending out any reporters to find out anyway.
Yeah, even though he's waited to the end of the news cycle, this story's not going to go away. And by the way, I also read here that he says his wife, Elizabeth, and other people in the family have known about the affair since 2006.
Don't believe that for a second.
Boy, I don't either. This is very frustrating. You know, it's frustrating on a lot of levels. It's just when you see the situation that he's going through with his wife, and you're also considering the fact that a lot of people – had a lot of faith in this guy, and we're talking about the vice presidential nominee this close. I mean, you don't get any closer to the vice presidency than this guy did. So we'll keep our ears peeled on this one, and we'll see what happens. I'd like to have Alan Butterfield back on the show. Alan Butterfield was, correct me if I'm wrong, in Santa Barbara.
Yes, he was.
Following this story.
That's correct.
You know, now let's get a Republican.
It's
I'm kidding, of course.
I am eager to see how this plays out at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. I want to see what the morning shows do after it's gelled for 2.5 days.
Right.
But I look forward to seeing how, and you know, there'll be more spin between now and then as well.
Of course.
It's hard to say. You know, obviously one network is completely devoting themselves to the Olympics, and that's what we're watching on NBC right now, and that has already – I've already burned out completely and in totality on that right now.
I'm
excited. I think we're going to talk to Lindsay Zarniak from Channel 4 next week. I think she's going to call in and give us
Beijing,
a little update. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, I think we watched the competition. Rob and I were talking about the fact that we – you know, we're TiVoing the Olympic ceremony tonight. Yeah, just to see the fireworks.
Huh.
That's all Rob and I care
about.
Well,
yeah, what's really great is there will be 20 minutes of entertainment in that four-hour broadcast. And I want to say it.
It'll be incredible.
Zip right through it.
But as far as everything else, this is what I don't like about the Olympics. What I don't like about the Olympics is, A, it just feels like propaganda when I'm watching these broadcasts.
Doesn't it always, though?
It always does. Let me tell you why it always does. I would much rather see them just cover an event. At the Olympics, they just anoint these stars before the Olympics even begin. Now, I know Michael Phelps has a chance to make Olympic history. I think that's great. Yeah. But there are so many other athletes from the United States.
The 41-year-old swimmer, Daria.
Oh, she's the other anointed one.
These two were anointed by NBC months ago.
Because they're well-packaged and they're easy to sell.
Just like other reality shows, and in a way, this is just one really big reality show. They're early on, they're trying to get you invested, involved in certain characters, so you will follow them, root for them, and watch the damn TV show.
Yeah, and I like my sports to just be there.
Right,
you know? I mean, you're going to have your stars. That's great. Mm-hmm. And when you're going to do the swimming venue, but they do, you know, how many times do we see?
Do you mean in the water cube?
The water cube is there. It just, it frustrates me a little bit, but that's me. Maybe it's not you.
Buzz is so dead on that they're packaging this like Survivor, but this is a relatively recent phenomenon. I'm trying to think, did they do this 4 years ago?
They probably have done, this goes back to probably Jim McKay.
Yeah, but
it.
I think they've gotten better at it, having learned from American Idol and other shows. Yeah,
Let's go to Ben in Reno, Nevada. Ben, what can we do for you?
Mike, I just wanted to pay you all a compliment. I recently started watching Mad Men the other night.
You like it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I'd like to pay Rob the compliment of, what was it? Oh, he played Strangelove yesterday, and that just got me laughing.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sometimes we get a little retro on this show. Nothing wrong with that. You know, we're all old farts. You know, that's one of the things I'm going to say out at the party for the Buzz Babes tonight. You know, I'm going to go, ladies and gentlemen, we're old, we're fat, but we've brought you some very young and hot women.
Exactly.
That's to compensate for our oldness and our fatness.
Beautiful. That's perfect.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
I hope it goes off without a hitch, guys.
It won't.
Great time. Won't.
You know there'll be a hitch. There's always a hitch.
I'm bringing the hitch.
Mm-hmm. You're bringing the hitch. And I'd like to thank Buzz for introducing me to the wild and weird world of absinthe.
Welcome, friend.
Matt, thank you very much for calling. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll talk to you soon.
He was fairly dripping with gratitude.
I like gratitude on a Friday.
Because,
I'm edgy. This is like when you're throwing your own private party.
Yeah.
Nervous. You want it to go well.
You want it to go well. And my biggest concern, since this is BYOB Friday, and since we are going to be tuning up, I just want to make sure. I was saying to my friends, Big O and Dukes, before the show, I said, I just want to pace myself. Mm-hmm. I want to pace myself at a decent rate.
Like so you that always do.
You have a goal.
No, I don't always do that. In fact, I didn't do that Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was concerned about. Excuse me.
You did pretty good
last... I feel
like
I'm not pacing myself right
now. You did pretty good last Friday and the Friday before.
I did okay, but I mean, I did great, as a matter of fact. But, you know, but here's what counts. I did okay on this show.
Right.
Now, this show now goes out to, you know, this is the ultimate tune-up, this show. And, you know, right now, hopefully people are already starting to gather out at Bungalow Billiards getting ready for our big shindig out there.
Great.
The thing is, I just want to, here's my concern. I want to feel good tomorrow. I want to feel good tomorrow. I want to have a great time tonight. I don't want to overdo it tonight so that I can enjoy, because right now we are experiencing that wonderful early August phenomenon in Washington, D.C., where we have like 3 days, and you know they're going to be the only 3 days of the summer that are decent.
Incredible.
No humidity.
Mild.
It is so beautiful
it
out right now.
Perfect.
First
nice.
Question I had about Bungalow Billiards, I said, do they have outside seating there? Because it's so pretty tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to be able to sit outside a little bit. So they do, and I'm happy. And
we have an answer to our question. Yes, people are already going to be waiting there. I just got an IM from Eat It With Matt, who says, Buzz, I'm heading down to Bungalow Billiards to grab a parking spot to wait in my car and listen to the show.
Oh, very good.
See you there.
All right, we look forward to seeing you. Let's go to Andy, Fairfield, California. Where the hell is Fairfield, California, Andy?
I think you know.
It's about a half hour from Sacramento.
A half hour from Sacramento. You're almost out of the...
By foot?
You're almost out of the kill zone.
Yeah.
That's very good. What can we do for you, Andy?
I just wanted to call and say that I like your show.
That's very, very nice.
Why
That's,
so sad?
You sound down, Andy. You got a bad Friday planned or something like that?
No, I used to kind of be hesitant about your show because, you know,
so were we.
The new change.
I still am.
Yeah, people fear change. You have to remember that. And we're still very hesitant. I'd say, you know, on any given day, either Buzz or Rob or myself, we're just not planning on coming in.
We're fragile.
And even when we come in, we stutter step all the way to the studio.
Is that all you had, Andy?
I was looking at the fish pictures with your feet. Is Rob the one with the gout when, you know, in the pictures with the fish?
Yeah, I have gout.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Andy, right. Andy, hold on a second. Andy.
Chiggers and ticks.
Andy, what's your effing problem? Seriously, what is it?
Don't
what is
like
your
Rob.
No, what is Rob? Your you start out with the whole thing about, "Hey, I really wanted to say I love the show." And then it graduates, you know, "I didn't know at first."
I was hesitant.
And then it's hesitant. I don't need that crap. And then you say one of us has gout. You know what the hell is your problem? This is the problem with Sacramento, California calls sometimes.
Yeah, Andy.
Miserable sons of bitches like you that call in and give us crap on BYU. It'll be Friday before we start drinking.
Yeah, take that, you Nazi bastard.
He's gone.
Well, good.
I would think so.
He's gone.
That doesn't chase him off. Nothing will.
Yeah. He's a half hour from Sacramento, Mike.
You know what I'd like to say?
What's that?
We've made another friend.
You know what's really sad?
What's that, Rob?
Now he loves the show.
Before
he was hesitant, but now he loves
it.
Yeah,
he'll be totally into it now. You hear what they did? High five his friend. I was surprised he didn't hang around. Maybe I'm feeling a little odd today physically because of my organic milk that I made a mistake with. We talked about a month ago about organic milk and how cool it was and the fact that
literally,
you can pick up organic milk on the 6th of July and it'll go into like the first part of August, maybe even the mid part of August before it's got an expiration date.
And also you love that it would get cold, excessively cold.
And it's very creamy.
It's creamy. Mm-hmm. However,
however,
do remember one thing. Do not forget that it is still milk. And you still have to look at the freshness date.
Oh, no.
I poured me some cashy. You know that cereal, that cashy cereal?
I know it well,
It's what I like to eat when I'm eating my cereal. I like my cashy. And poured the milk over this. And let me see if I can properly describe the flavor before I went back and looked at the carton. First of all, poured it out. Didn't have any of the old cottage cheese. No odor. Looked
appreciable
fine.
Odor?
Looked absolutely fine. As I was pouring it into the bowl, I didn't have any issues at all. And when I began to eat the cereal, the first thought I had, I said, this cereal has almost an oily consistency to it.
Slippery, a little...
It was a big concern. It was a,
kind of like when you see a rainbow on your sliced ham.
And I went back and I looked at the freshness date,
right.
And it was July 27th.
Oh, that's over.
And this was 2 days ago.
Wow.
And the thing is, when you use this milk, you know, you've got such a long shelf life. Anyway, how with regular milk, you're a day or two, you might be okay.
Well, on a regular milk, it's a sell-by date.
Yeah, it's a sell-by. This stuff, I don't know what it turns into, but, you know, they boil the hell out of it, or they do whatever to make
it
organic.
So, they cook it
well, they fix it some way. It doesn't have any vitamins in it, but
Most milk is fast-pasteurized, which means they heat it very quickly, I think with this stuff, they cook it longer and slower.
My problem was I finished all my cereal before I went back over and looked at the freshness date, so I'd ingested all of it.
Now, did it have any sourness to it?
No.
Because that's the first turn on
it had a consistency. It was a slimy...
That is like yogurt.
It was like... And I said, oh, maybe the cereal's old.
Did you...
I'm sure the cereal's old.
I didn't process it as bad milk.
Did you go back to the bottle and sniff the bottle then after
No, I threw it out. It was just about an inch left anyway.
And Buzz showing his age by calling it a bottle.
I went to the bottle and then I called the milkman straight up. And I said, listen, not only do your horses poop in my driveway, but I'm not real happy.
My friend, every day, what do I drink my milk out of? Every day when I eat my lunch in front of you,
this is Buzz confronting Rob Spiewak.
Small plastic container.
It's shaped like a
woman
bottle.
It's shaped like a bottle. But his milk.
You have to know you can never do this with him because he'll do that to you. It's shaped like he'll say woman. It's what he does.
But Mike's was in a carton.
A winner. Mine was in a bottle.
Let's go to John in D.C. Gentlemen, only about a half an hour.
You should be nicer to me. I have gout.
It's only about
I forgot
about a half hour. Why would he say gout with either one of our feet?
That's really not appropriate.
Neither one of our feet. Look gout-like.
No, with the exception of the two small wounds, our feet looked wonderful in those pictures.
I'm paranoid about gout, too.
Well, everyone should be concerned.
Well, because, you know, juicing and stuff. Let's go to John in D.C.
Your rich diet.
John.
Hey, boys, settle down. It's John Edwards. I'm just wondering if B.A. and Katie are going to be at the party because I'm on the rebound.
Hey, all right.
John
get
Edwards,
a T-shirt. I'm putting you on hold.
You get a
Mike O'Meara Show T-shirt for the first John Edwards impersonation. That's good. Thank you very much. There he goes.
Hang in there, buddy.
Oh, that's unbelievable. You think he'll ever, you think he'll do the DNA test now? Do you think that's going to happen? You're a newsman. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if he will. I don't know if he has to. I know there's tremendous pressure for him to do it. It'll be interesting to see.
Okay, I've got a theory.
Uh-huh.
I believe B.A. screwed us.
I just got a message, and I am, from Landfill, who said he just heard from Beth Ann, and she'll be here in a few minutes.
She didn't want her dog on the opening segment.
Of course.
And I'm not going to go to commercial. I'm sorry. I can play that game. I can play that game as well.
No.
She is going to learn eventually that I'm not stupid. And she cannot play these little games, okay? And this is, I just realized this. I didn't know until right now.
Uh-huh.
But I said, of course, this was strategy because we're going to have all sorts of other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not appropriate.
And you know what? This is not just something she decided. This is rooted in 2 days ago when you first asked to have the dog here.
Oh, and the hemming and the hawing and
so
all this.
Yeah, so she started planning her counterattack.
This is what, hold on a second, Buzz. Sure. This is what's strange about this. Uh-huh. this is like protecting like a family member that you don't want to embarrass.
Yeah.
This is the same exact behavior pattern that we have here. And I'm very, very concerned about this, as I am Beth Ann. Yeah. Always.
I think time is on your side because I got this I am at 18 minutes past the hour. It's now 24 minutes past the hour, so it's been 6 minutes. By my definition, a few minutes is up, so it just me any second now she'll be walking through that door.
Beth Ann, if you're listening and you happen to be in your car with Bunny, your dog,
drive quickly.
The sooner you get here, the sooner we're going to go to commercial.
That's fair, I think, Mike.
I just want to meet Bunny before the commercial.
Firm but fair.
As you know, frankly, I forgot about it when I came into the office today. Mm-hmm. And then when we were coming down here, I was reminded that she had to go get her dog. And then I said, oh, that's got to be in the first,
Bunny the Wonder Dog show.
So we're just going to wait. We're going to wait for Bunny.
Shall we call her on her cell phone to see where she is?
We can do that.
All right.
It's a good idea, Rob.
I think it's a wonderful idea. All right. Let's call her. Let's call Beth Ann McBride and find out what's going on with her dog, Bunny. I do want to say once again that we're excited.
We are.
Party on the 8th. We hope you're going to see you there. Chantilly, Bungalow Billiards.
Should we go on? Should we take the stage at 8:08?
I think it's perfect.
8 minutes after 8?
Yeah, we'll get there and you know, have another and then go on. And,
oh, do they have drinks there?
They might have a few adult beverages.
But no ice. You have to bring your own ice.
Bring ice, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now waiting for the...
There it is.
It's ringing.
Dialing BA.
Find out what's happening here.
I bet we get her computer-generated answer.
We'll see what happens. Oh, man. We're 3 minutes past the commercial break.
Oh, she hates when
I bet she's driving as fast as she can.
I'm sure. Which isn't very fast, as I recall.
Oh, that's right.
Is she a slow driver?
I got behind her one day.
All right, forget it. I don't want to do that.
Three, six. Whoops.
All right, let's go to the back row. Here she is. See, I knew what you were doing. See, look at that. We're going to be late for. Hello, Bunny.
She looks great, man.
Hello, Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
Hello. Now, don't whistle when I'm talking to the dog.
What a nice dog.
Say hi to Rob. Drew, hold it. All right, don't open the door. All right.
Come on, Bunny.
We're having quiet time. We don't need photos yet. Come here, Bunny.
Come here, Bun.
What is that? Some sort of seeing eye satchel that she's in?
No, it's her, she's a big dog.
It's a harness?
It's a harness for her seatbelt.
Hyper dogs.
Oh, for her seatbelt. You strap her in?
It's one of those hyper dogs.
I wonder where she gets that.
One of the dogs doesn't make any eye contact at all. Look at that. Look, the dog is now just...
I told you that.
Hi, Bunny.
Magnificent.
Don't do that.
Speak.
The hell's wrong with you?
Hello, Bunny. Hello. Does she bite? What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I don't know, and I want to be sure, so I always kind of... Bring a muzzle.
Oh, you brought a muzzle.
You brought a muzzle? What, because she could bite?
Yeah, she's a dog. She's an animal.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Beth Ann, many dogs don't bite. Are you serious? Jesus, you're looking at me like I'm supposed to know. Does your dog bite? It's quite simple. Don't look at me like that, dog. Jesus, the dog's vicious.
I know.
You didn't tell me the dog was vicious.
You didn't say that.
Does the dog have its shots?
Yes, everything.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Come here. Hi.
She's very stressed.
This dog is mentally ill. All right, we're going to try to calm Bunny down in a second. Bunny.
The junkies left a New York strip out back there.
Will she bite me? Will she bite? She is looking like she's going to. Then why are you carrying around a muzzle?
Because I can control her better.
Are you sure that muzzle isn't for Matt Goldstein?
She's looking right at me, straight in the eye.
Uh-huh.
As I do.
All right. Yes, and barking like you do, too. All right. We have to take a break. We're going to come back and meet Bunny.
Okay.
Also, we'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon. And don't forget, coming up on the Hey, Bunny, shut up!
Mike is talking.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at your dog. No, she's fine. No, leave her here.
We're kidding.
I want her to acclimate to the area. Uh-huh. Co-creator of The Daily Show.
Liz Winstead
will be in studio. All right, Bunny. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.